Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
My favourite thing about Alphabet is I like to see their income each quarter, and I look at the, I mean, the numbers, it's like small countries, isn't it?
Yeah, they're eye-watering, really, aren't they? Yeah, so the big players are really coming to the plate this week. After the market closed today, we'll have Facebook and Microsoft, or that's Meta, sorry, so we'll catch up with that tomorrow morning. Yeah, after we spoke yesterday, Alphabet, or the Google owner, released their third quarter results. Mike, there's been a bit of trepidation or concern heading into this earnings season about these mega cap companies, whether they could keep delivering these numbers, but we shouldn't have worried about Alphabet because it's delivered better than expected earnings for the third quarter. So contributing to that, you got higher digital advertising revenues, increased demand for cloud computing, and what I would call resilient use of its flagship search engine, Google. So you had good gains in both revenue and profit. Yeah, here's the numbers. Here's what you're talking about. Total revenue increased to $88.27 billion. I mean, it's just absurd, isn't it? You know, these companies that were trillions of dollars. That's up 16% on last year. That was above the consensus estimate of 86.45. So 86.45, but they got 88.27. You take out what they call acquisition costs. This is the way they tend to look at these things. 74.6 billion. But that was also up 16%. So consistent across both measures. Earnings per share, an important metric. $2.12. Consensus expectations there, $1.84. So beat expectations. Now, in the background, Mike, you've had this discussion around AI and how much these mega cap companies are spending and whether or not they can leverage and monetize that spending, which is substantial. You know, Microsoft spending billions, OpenAI. Well, in Alphabet's case, AI has played a role in driving increased demand in its cloud computing business. So at this stage, the result seems to validate the substantial investment they've made into that space. There's also been this other issue, Mike. Google, you know, you go and Google something, you've essentially had a brand name that's become a verb. Mm. But that's going to face increasing competition from things like ChatGPT. So you'll go, well, ChatGPT it, we won't Google it. But it doesn't seem to be affecting it at the moment. And also in the background, there's expectation that Alphabet will grow its cloud computing division, and then that will sort of tend to offset what's happening on, you know, with the search engine. Now, CEO Sundar Pichai, he did point out, he did note the importance of the AI solutions. Here's another statistic buried in there, Mike, that I thought was amazing. 25% of Alphabet's new code is written by AI. So they don't have humans doing it anymore. It's AI doing it. So you're going to start to what you see AI overviews. When you Google something, you get these snippets of information. Won't just be links to other websites. And just quickly, Mike, they've got these other businesses as well. One of them, Waymo. Do you remember when we all sort of poo-pooed Waymo? We said, this will never go anywhere. Well, I've seen a number overnight that says they are doing 150,000 real self-driving taxi rides per week. That's in places like San Francisco, Phoenix, Arizona. So it is building momentum. Looks like they're getting it done. Positive share price action. It was up just under 6%. This is despite the fact that in the background you've got all these antitrust issues as well. So good result.
Interesting. I was watching Jim Chalmers yesterday. He's calling it a soft landing, and I reckon he might be right.
Yeah, this is the Aussie CPI you talked about, 0.2% Q3 headline, below market expectations 0.3%, and yes, headline inflation back under 3%, 2.8%. They do focus, though, or the market focuses on a slightly different measure called the trimmed mean. Now, that smooths out the volatile items. That came in at 0.8% and 3.5% year-on-year, but that was in line with expectations. Their services sector, though, still plenty of inflation in there, 4.6% year-on-year. What has happened, Mike, is this seems to have cemented expectations that you will not see a cut in the Australian cash rate until well after Christmas. And actually, it's looking like, you know, maybe not even, you won't see until May. So only a very, very small chance of rate cuts this year. You've still got robust employment numbers there coming through. Didn't move their market around too much. But yes, you're sort of talking about a soft landing there now, aren't you?
I reckon we are. And that's why all the New Zealanders are leaving for Australia. Now, what are the numbers?
Yeah, dead right. Well, so at the moment, the US share markets are in positive territory, although only just. The Dow Jones is up 0.28%, 42,350. But the S&P 500 eking out a very small gain, 6 points up, 5,838. And the NASDAQ up 10 points, 18,273. The FTSE 100 was down 60 points, 0.75%, 8,159. $40 billion of extra taxes there. Nikkei, 39,277. It was up just under 1% overnight. The Shanghai Composite fell 0.61%, 3266. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.83% on the ASX 200, 8180 was the close there, and we lost 0.69% on the NZX 50, closing at 12,695. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will get you the grand total of 0.5982 US dollars, 0.9093 Aussie, 0.5507 euro, 0.4602 pounds, 91.58 Japanese yen. Gold just edging higher again, $2,785, and Brent crude, $72.58.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.